My 80s choice is from a dear friend, my ACL buddy, Richard Horsfield. And he chose a song from a band that, I guess they're his Springsteen and the E Street Band. It's a band called The Pogues. He's loved them for many, many years, seen them countless times. And the song he chose was If I Should Fall from Grace With God. So here's Richard.
Let's move on and to the 80s. I know your choice here is a band you're really passionate about, but talk us through your 80s.
Well, the 80s is definitely a game of two halves, the first half being college. So I went to college in Leeds, and then sort of 80 to 84, and then 84, I moved down to London. I had no intentions of going anywhere other than London, so I spent second half of the 80s in London, having a great old time. So college in Leeds, fantastic place to be. I had one sort of very happy coincidence, and you kind of touched on it just before about sort of the entertainment secretary. We were lucky enough, Leeds University at that point had an entertainment secretary, a gentleman by the name of Andy Kershaw, who you may have heard of.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So maybe for the Americans, he subsequently went on to become front the Old Grey Whistle Test, which was a very formative music TV show, and become a radio DJ. He was a protege of John Peel and sort of finder of new and eclectic music around the world. So as you can imagine, he was actually a pretty good entertainment secretary.
And, you were really spoiled, because again, I mean, my perspective is, and Andy Kershaw really did break the mold on a lot of stuff. And not just the fact that, I mean, obviously Peel had his regional accent, but Andy Kershaw was definitely cut from that mold and did a lot of different stuff.
Well, I mean, add into that the fact that Leeds University Refec is a famous venue. So the Who Live at Leeds is recorded at Leeds University, and there's several other albums that have been recorded there. So it's a fantastic venue, and I got the opportunity to see some incredible acts. So I got introduced to the Cramps in those days, which were one of my favorite bands of all time. Iggy Pop as well, saw him for the first time there. I probably have seen Iggy Pop more times than any other artist, or maybe the one that I've chosen as well, that probably sort of neck and neck.
I didn't realize you'd seen him that many times. Wow.
No, I've seen him lots of times. And in those days, Iggy had a tendency to get Little Iggy out on stage as well, which was which was one of his signature moments. The Cramps were fantastic because Lux Interior spent a lot of the show climbing up the speaker stack, if you remember speaker stacks, and then go up onto the balcony. It was a fantastic time. Saw Black Uhuru then, and unfortunately, I also saw Level 42, but we won't talk too much about that.
Everybody's allowed their aberration.
Yeah, it was a slappy bass.
Yeah, good bass player.
So that was sort of the first half. And then I left college, moved down to London. At that point, I was in the hotel industry, went to work at the Holiday Inn out at Heathrow, and then sort of quickly realized that being night manager and working 12-hour nights for very little money was not my idea of a good time. And joined IBM. And then the rest of the 80s was spent discovering all the live music that I could do in London. And in particular, you saw one band, The Pogues, who actually I discovered when I was at the hotel. I befriended, or I got friendly with another guy called Tony Fish, who's a great guy, a Brummy guy, who was heavily into music as well. And we went to Glastonbury twice. We went 85 and 87.
Oh, wow. That's a claim to fame.
Yeah. So 19, and believe me, Glastonbury was a different event then.
Yeah. It is now. The corporate marketing hadn't quite got to it by then.
Well, it was a private event. So, yeah. So the police were not allowed in. Into Glastonbury, and so as you can imagine, mayhem ensued. And so there were three of us: me, Tony, and my other friend Jim Welch. And we were in my Ford Capri, and we were sleeping in the car. And because it was my car, as you probably remember, the Capri was a hatchback, so I got to sleep in the boot or the trunk of the car.
No, Jaguar E-Type styling, wasn't it? It wasn't just a hatchback, darling.
It was fabulous. So,
was the Capri just a European, or was there an American Ford Capri?
Oh, that's a good question.
I will dig into that and put it into the show notes, because, again, I keep saying it, but for anybody listening in the States, what Richard's just done is the fact that as a 24-year-old he was driving a Ford Capri says he was doing quite well.
Well, it's more an indication that my dad was in the car trade.
Because I'm thinking, well, that's pretty good.
I got every
discount.
Trade-in. Every trade-in. So if somebody came and did a trade-in on a car, I got the ensuing rust pile.
Okay, he wasn't doing that well, but it was still a cool car to have at that time.
But I remember, we were sitting in the car, listening, and it's, you know, this was a long time ago, Glastonbury. You could still see the stage while you were sitting in the car. And we were, let's say we were relaxing in the car, and I suddenly heard this like strange Irish punk music sort of wafting over. And given sort of the state of disrepair we were in, we thought we were just slightly sort of confused as to what it was. And that was the first time I ever heard the Pogues was at Glastonbury.
Your first reaction to the Pogues was hazy confusion.
Yes, exactly.
It's a fairly constant state. I meant for the Pogues, not for you.
No, exactly. So this was the first time I ever heard them. So they must have just brought out Red Roses for Me, so their first album, because it was 85. And then I subsequently went and saw them many, many, many times. So I went to the Town and Country Club show, which was made into a film, which had, you know, Joe Strummer always came as a guest for them on stage. Kirsty MacColl obviously was involved. Went to the now legendary Brixton Academy show, which was I think it was a Valentine's Day show. Yeah, it was Valentine's Day, and they came on stage dressed as the New York Police. It was just an incredible show. So I've had a big love affair with the Pogues ever since.
I mean, the one album, and should say you've chosen If I Should Fall from Grace with God, it's actually the one Pogues album I own. I did buy it when it came out because it was like, I need to find out what all the fuss is about. So I didn't buy it because it's a fairy tale. But it's a band I never got to see live, and I've always regretted it. And each time you talk about it, I have to say, I regret it even more. Can I just take you back there, Richard? One thing that I thought was interesting, given that we're both northern lads, your comment was that your plan was always to go to London.
Yeah.
I guess my question, talk me through it, because I was from the northern school of, I'm not sure about London. They're a bit dodgy and flash down there. So I've never particularly, I don't dislike the city, but I've never felt particularly comfortable. So what was the draw? Was it just big city lights or?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I was always a townie. I would always want to go into Manchester rather than go out into the Cheshire countryside. I mean, maybe because I'm not pure blood northerner, you know, sort of born in the south, so I don't know. I always wanted to go to London.
Yeah, and then you live around Twickenham and all of that, which I get.
Yes.
I get that's, I think, a great part of London. Cool. Well, let's therefore have... and how is Shane, by the way, these days? Is he...
He's in a wheelchair, but he's alive. Yeah, they did a 40th anniversary show, I think, in Dublin. Was it last year? And that must have been a couple of years ago. And he came on stage. I think he's said, yeah, the fact that he's still alive is probably
it's quite remarkable.
as good as it gets.
Indeed. Well, let's have a little listen to If I Should Fall from Grace with God.